14 minutes past seven. Meghan Markle is getting involved in politics. At least that's what's being said after she paid a visit to a university in London and apparently encouraged them to open up the conversation about the curriculum and seemed shocked that there aren't more black academics in our universities. The word that's used is decolonising. Well, Meera Sabharatnam is senior lecturer in international relations and chair of the decolonising working group at SOAS, School of Oriental and African Studies. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's decolonising mean?
Decolonising in the context of education means that histories of Western domination and imperialism have shaped the ways in which we understand the world and impose certain limits on lots of our ways of thinking. And so decolonising is about looking at those limits and attempting to overcome them.
I still don't understand. What is the difference between those people who are doing it now and the people you'd like to see doing it?
So let me give you some examples from my own field, international relations. So international relations is a field which looks at states and their relations with each other. But it's one which has been very coy about the role of colonialism and imperialism in the shaping of the modern world.
You mean they've been teaching bad history? Is that what you mean?
Not just that they've been teaching bad history, but they've used it as the basis for bad theory and bad concepts.
And it's down to the same thing, doesn't it?
No, well, history and concepts are different. Concepts are forms of ideas that we use.
But if you have a corrupted idea, in your terminology, if you have an idea that is profoundly wrong, maybe even morally wrong or corrupt in some way or another, and you teach that idea, that is bad history apart from being wrong.
Well, we teach ideas which have been influential in the world, and we examine those ideas critically, as we should in universities.
But you're saying that there should be more black professors, for instance.
Okay, so I'd like to separate out this question of good and bad ideas from the questions of representation. Both are important, but they have different kinds of importance.
When you say representation, you mean the colour of the professors doing the teaching?
So I'm talking about the demographic profile of professors, of people on the syllabus. I mean, we agree, for example, that there should be an important role for women in public life, that there should be newsreaders and presenters. And that's because we want to tell young women that you matter, that you are able, that there's a place for you in society, and society should represent this diversity. It's absolutely no different with the questions of representation in education.
Except that you seem to be saying that young black students can identify only with black authors, and I mean, or black academics, and that is simply patronising, isn't it?
Well, I've never made that claim, and nobody associated with my campaign has ever made that claim. I think what a lot of students are saying is that sometimes when they experience racism or, in universities, they need to talk about it with an establishment that will take that seriously. Now,
can't a white professor take it seriously?
Oh, it would be wonderful if everybody could take it seriously.
Do you know any, let's put it like this, do you know any academics, whether they're white or black or whatever they may be, who do not take racism and indeed slavery, because obviously that's an important subject on the curriculum, seriously?
Oh, there are plenty who don't, plenty who excise it from their syllabi or simply don't teach it because that's not in their habit and they've not reflected on it. I mean, we saw...
Really? Well, they'd have to be profoundly stupid not to reflect on it, wouldn't they? I mean, surely that has nothing to do with colour. That has to do with stupidity. I mean, if somebody thinks slavery isn't important, that makes them thick apart from anything else, doesn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that we have grown up in a world which has taught us to think in certain kinds of ways. And what we're saying with the campaign is we need to open up that conversation, incorporate lots of different perspectives and points of view.
But the idea that we need to be taught that slavery was bad is a bit... I mean, do you know anybody... It's a serious question, this. Do you know anybody in university, teaching in university or otherwise, who does not think that slavery is, in and of itself, is and always has been profoundly bad?
Well, there were lots of people within universities who are revered within the Western canon that thought that slavery was OK. John Locke, father of modern liberalism...
You're talking about a very, very long time ago when everything was different. I'm talking to you about today.
But John Locke is taught as the father of modern liberalism, as a modern, enlightened thinker, and as somebody whose ideals to which we should aspire. And we're saying you need to look at all of the ways in which John Locke is imbricated in a system which, apart from anything else, benefited from slavery.
So should we no
However,
longer teach
John Locke? Decolonising conversation is not just about saying slavery is bad. That's a hugely reductive way of thinking about it. It's saying that when we open our ways up to different ways of thinking around the world, we actually benefit hugely intellectually from the diversity and the thoughtfulness that that brings. I mean, your last piece, one of your last pieces, was about the British government blundering in East Asia diplomatically and sort of insisting that the Japanese hurry up. We had last week the Defence Secretary making a similar blunder about China. Now, the ways in which we think about Britain's place in the world has been profoundly influenced by a colonial imperial past, and it would be well served to reflect much more on how different people around the world have experienced that.
Meera Savarakan, thanks very much indeed.
It is 19 minutes past seven. Do you find it hard to understand rail fares? It's vans and off-peak.